Share
Okay.
screen.
So here's my thought about March 1st. I think it's fantastic. The event sounds amazing. It's February the 18th, so I don't think we should endeavor to plan for people to spend time. I think it's just too soon. But I do think this is another thing where we should champion the event through social because it's a very much like on brand for Green Bexley. And we shall try to go
So
if we're able.
the list of activities, so to speak, is almost all finalized, and we are working on the final promotional materials. And once that is all set to go, it will go out into the ethers.
So I think that we should do something like Green Bexley supports, I mean, some fun way to say we endorse this event or we're super excited about it. Can we do something like that?
If you think about it, I can put it up.
Okay. That'd be awesome. If I do text you just like a couple of sort of fun ideas, you're okay to do that this time. I know we have to get Charlotte up to speed too. Okay, perfect. Okay, so then the next event that Green Bexley would want to contemplate is really the April 5th event and then the 4/26 event. And then we have the yard sale, which is just again something that I think we should champion because it's all about circular economy, right? And then we pretty much get into and we really start moving into waste management. Okay, so for the 5th, we have where is the event?
Okay, so backing up a little bit, I do not anticipate being there. We had spoken about that, and I think Megan is willing to be the staff that at least starts it off.
Yeah, and I had said I have to speak at Upper Arlington's Earth Day, but I'll be there until I have to leave at like what I say, 9:45 or 10 or
I
something.
don't know. If you could get that to me in writing so I
Yeah.
can pass that, oh, and that will help me remember, that would be
Yes,
really helpful.
yes, yes.
I need to find out if the bike crew is mobile and also what Megan's thoughts are about here versus the service garage where they typically meet. I
Yep.
think that this is the most opportune location, but I'm not going to be running the event, then I need to make sure that whomever is running the event feels comfortable with the location.
Got it. So we don't, so it's TBD. So where is it normally?
The past two have been here at City Hall.
Oh, so if we could have be consistent for people that have enjoyed, I'm sorry, Ben's event. Mike with
At the
it,
service garage
which is
on Del Mar.
okay.
At the last repair cafe, was there a personnel, a guy from the city?
Yes. But he works with the group, the bike repair group, but I think that the mayor was hoping that there would be the entire bike repair process happening at the same time as the repair cafe.
So the event starts at 9. So is it?
Their event goes from 9 to 11 every month.
So I don't see why we wouldn't do the same
Right,
window, right?
right.
And then we are going to have, well, we potentially have the same cast of characters that we had the last time.
Those would be who I would invite. Whether or not they're able to make it is unbeknownst to me right now.
Are you okay to send the invitations
Yes,
out?
I can do all of the legwork. That's fine. I'm just not gonna be there that early.
Yeah, no, that's really funny. Does anyone have any other thoughts about what we could include there?
Shred's probably too big of a.
And we're having shredding later that month.
Is April 26 also a shred?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it Black Ops?
I haven't booked anybody yet, but it
Okay,
may be.
so we'll have maybe it's okay if this one is really focused on repair, right? If I could be there the whole time and I might be able to get somebody to be there, I would love to do some, more specific like repair activity and invite people.
Like, what
Clothing
would be
repair.
like to have like a workshop or to have somebody to like offer that service?
To have a workshop.
Okay.
Because we have somebody offering the service already. I'm just trying to think of ways that we could maybe get
We
more people to
may have somebody offering the service. I haven't again reached out.
Got it. Okay. Does anybody else have any thoughts about something that they would like to figure out how to offer repair, or is there anything else we should be thinking about doing? Should we have a pool exchange? I'm just trying to think of something that's, not straying too far from the idea of repair.
How about shoe repair?
Do you know somebody who does that and would be willing to volunteer their time?
No.
If you find someone, we can invite them. But I don't
Think
know any
that's fun.
cobblers. The folks that I've reached out to are people who I have gotten from other local repair cafes like Westerville. And also, I think ahead of each one, I've put out something in the blast, like an open call. If you can fix something and want to come, you're welcome to it. Then, so I have a list of those people, but that's all I have.
Western is
So,
fun and
who do you have? What do you have?
I've got a handful of people who can do like electronics, but also furniture. There are like two or three guys who are really kind of jack of all trades.
You're great. The same fellows that were here.
Yeah,
Yeah, they're awesome.
I have on the list some folks who can do sewing. And then there was somebody last time who did, like, I don't think it was darning, but it was not using a sewing machine. It was like textile and clothing related, but she was using more like embroidery thread and
Oh, she was.
various things. Yeah.
Okay, I missed that part.
Then we would have these bike folks, and that covers a lot of it. So those two or three guys can also do like electronics or lawnmowers or
Yeah.
lights, fixtures.
So I think you're right. Like the, why don't we see who is able to come and where are we? We're 218. We're okay.
We are, yes.
Okay. And then let's think about if we need to find other people if they're all booked, but I think that'd be great. Is there then some other, I don't know if Ben, if the mayor has ideas here, is there some other draw that could be a part of this? Like, I don't, a food truck or I know that's a little of like a coffee truck, or is there something fun that we could, that we could also include that wouldn't be too expensive, that could also just be a fun draw?
I'm not listening. I'm
No, I
trying to think
know.
of the third thing that I was supposed to write down.
Okay.
Would that be an opportunity to set up a table for the Okapi cups and
That's
kind
what
of
I was.
promote that
Yeah.
and maybe get a local coffee shop to bring some coffee?
Yeah.
I might be able to get the cork guys to come to that and have all of our signage and whatnot.
Yeah. And then if we did that, yeah, I was thinking along the same lines. If we did that, Reese, then again, our social could be all about come get a free cup of coffee and watch the mayor and, repair a bike. Like we could get kind of silly about it. I love the idea of Greenbexing promoting the bike repair.
Get the food truck to hook up with a coffee. The coffee truck.
I wonder if Rebecca will be available, in which case we could say like it could be a propagation trading thing. We've done that at CSG where we like bring a clipping from a plant that you have, and trade it, and maybe talk to somebody at the Bexley Habitat Triangle about the work that they're doing.
Would you be willing to put a few feelers out on that one, Corey?
About yeah, I'm happy to do that.
Just about yeah. I think that's really cool. I was going to mention, there was this event about Fibershed in Cleveland at the end of January 25th, and I was invited to run the clothing swap, because it's all about, sustainability and the fiber and agriculture sector. And it was a clothing swap and a seed swap. Like, it was like clothing swap and seed swap over here. It was like a really cool, concept.
So I was just thinking the Bexley Library now has a seed library that you can borrow seeds instead of buying a whole packet that you don't plant all of them. So maybe we could have a table also since it's really heading into spring and seeding season.
I love that. Ooh, that would be cool. What do you think?
We should check with them because they sometimes have planned plant swaps. So
Okay.
yes, but and like either join up with an existing one or do one in conjunction with them that they don't already have planned. I think that's
Yeah.
great.
And then the other idea I had is as people are spring cleaning their garage or preparing to move and they find tools, would it be a good time to donate to the tool library, which I think there is one in Bexley somewhere?
There's Mod Pond that I know of, but that is not in Bexley.
Oh.
But not too far away. But then somebody posted on the Buzz the other day that something was tool related was going out of business.
Oh, Murray Tool's going out of
Yeah,
business.
that.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Murray's tool rental
I
is
also
going out.
don't know where that is located.
It's on Livingston, right?
Oh.
It's on the corner of Livingston and James. But those are big tools that you rent. I'm just talking about if you need some specific tool that that you need
Yeah.
once a few years, or even gardening tools.
Yeah.
The libraries don't already do that.
I thought there was something, but I
You
didn't.
can rent a shovel from the library. I don't know what else you can rent. Like they have a shovel that you can rent loan that they will loan to you. I don't know if there are other things.
That would be nice instead of it. Like, I know we just put my in-laws in a retirement home and they had a garage full of tools. It just, I don't know where it went. And people do that all the time out of Bexley.
Also, keep in mind though that about 4 weeks after this is going to be the take back day where people can donate things to Goodwill. And then about 2 to 3 weeks after that is going to be the yard sale recycle day. So, not saying that we shouldn't be doing it, but I don't think it's the end. I think there are other ways that people could get their things out into other people's hands if we can't find a way to make it happen in the way that you suggested.
Okay, maybe we just stick
These
to
are
the
great
seed.
ideas.
So here's what I would say. I think there's something, these are all great ideas. And if we can get even just one or two of these things to happen, that's amazing. So anybody who has made the mistake of suggesting an idea and then been told, oh, could you go and ask a question about it? Thank you. Sorry. Could we agree that we communicate maybe just in the whole Green Bexley, email group? Which exists already, essentially, right?
I mean,
Or,
I can find an old thing
yeah.
too,
I mean, just, I
but
don't know if we need to
yeah.
kind of start it up so that people are like, oh, this is it, right? But if you could share what you learned in terms of, oh, yeah, the seed exchange desk is totally a thing, no problem. So and so is going to come. We probably want to have some thoughts around like a little social media strategy where we post about all the things that are happening probably a couple times, get some collaboration there too, before we're meeting again. I think it
Okay.
sounds great. So Reese, can you and I take the coffee question away together? Can we partner on that together?
Yeah, for sure. And I have a standing weekly meeting with Cork, so I will ask them. It's Thursday, so I'll ask them Thursday if they would be interested in participating,
Okay.
and then I'll take it from there.
Can I ask a question that I didn't get to ask earlier for Reese?
Yeah.
When
Yeah.
is Kitty's scheduled to go to lunch.
They what?
They oh they already did.
Oh, they have cups already, Lisa? Oh, I was under the it was my understanding that they hadn't ordered or they hadn't received cups yet.
They had a stack of cups, maybe four. And Steve was realistic. He was like, I don't think this is going to be like every single, item that I supply. But yeah, no, he's in.
Okay, four must be like the cork guys have a couple extra and they're just putting them there. But they should be getting like an actual order of probably 30 or 40
Okay.
cups. So that's
That could
probably
be.
3 weeks out.
The cool thing I thought was that as far as Steve is concerned, he's already, operational, which I just totally loved, It would be a
He
high
went
class
from
problem if he was out of cups, right?
skeptical to all in very quickly. So
Thank
that's
you for
great.
that. If
Listen, it's Diane. We all need to be very clear. It's his wife, Diane, who makes all of the.
If anybody knows when they are operational, let me know and we could get some stuff out there.
I will
Okay.
definitely keep you all updated on that.
This is some good stuff. I love the I love the ideas around the April 5th event. I think if we can, job one is to figure out if we can get like the I don't know what we call them, participants, not vendors, that we discussed. I mean, we can sell things, obviously, we could sell coffee. I think that's amazing. And I guess the other question is, I said, then social media needs to be right following that so we get as much engagement as we can. And can we start to call this our semi-annual repair gathering or circular economy gathering or something like that? Can we
You
start with
can, and
semi-annual?
but you better not get tired of it because you're going to be
I think twice a year is okay now.
okay. I'm just saying, 'cause everybody comes up with their first, my first annual of this, my first annual of
I
that,
know.
and I'm like, okay. Okay.
Okay. This is great. And then,
I, sorry, I do want to just clarify that. So April is Earth Month. With this being at the beginning of April, we are also going to have social media for whatever, for the eco challenge, for whatever, like whenever, I don't know what the Mayor's Trash Talks events are going to be. So if there's something like April 4th, there's going to be social media heading up to that too. So we're going to have to think about it at a long-term strategy up to a handful of weeks ahead of time.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I have a thought, and I think this is going to be really helpful for us initially, and then I think it just becomes sort of like hygiene. I think that starting next month, this meeting, this 90-minute meeting, 15 minutes of it probably should be about social media strategy for the following month. And when we say for the following month, as I'm sitting here thinking about it now, and I don't know if I do this for my business, I don't know if other people do it too. Like if we're saying it's February 18th and we're going to talk about a social media strategy, we probably should be thinking about, I'm making this up, let's say through the end of March, so that on March, whatever 18th or whatever our next meeting is, we're really talking about it through the end of April, so that those 2 weeks following the meeting, we're not like scrambling to, confirm content that we haven't really thought about yet. We can always adjust it if something exciting comes in. But what do you all think about that idea?
I like that.
Yep, I agree.
Should it, and it probably should be, we should probably just need to be disciplined and always have it at the end, right? Because we'll probably come up, like we've been already come up with like a number of things that would be fun and cool and exciting to talk about. You cool with that?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it at this school too. Oh, I love this. I think this is going to be awesome. Do you want to? Okay, that was the biggest thing, time sensitive thing. I see some other
I think
things on the
I, I'm sorry, I think
agenda.
I also want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
Lisa, if you cannot, I think that it is, I don't want to say incumbent, but it would look really great if there was an ESAC person here the whole time along with Megan or in shifts
Yes, agreed.
to represent and to help
I'm glad you
to
said that.
basically to run things. She would be here to open the door and make sure the alarm doesn't go off, but like that this
Yes.
is not an event that is put on Megan as something that she
Not at
is
all.
working. Theoretically, she could be in her office doing something.
100%. So, as I mentioned, I'm speaking at Upper Arlington's Earth Day event at their library on the 5th. or I would be there the whole time. Are any of you interested or willing to be with me in the morning, and then maybe two people be together for the second hour of this event on April 5th?
Look.
I'm interested in participating in some fashion. Yep.
Okay, it's a pretty low time commitment, right? It's probably 90 minutes each shift, right?
I would say 45 minutes at the before it starts,
Yeah.
45 minutes after.
So 1 hour and 45 minutes each shift.
But the question becomes, do you only want to make it a 2 hour event?
Yes. For this one, I think yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then that would, I'm
Yeah.
not in the capacity to do math right now.
Yeah, we could see if that's too rushy and just talk about the fall one being longer, but yeah, I think we should just have it be right at the same window as the mayor's event.
Okay. So I still just want to reiterate that I need to
Yeah.
confirm with them that they are willing and able to collaborate on this.
Ben, the mayor.
The bike folks. He's not always the one doing it. Kind of
Okay.
spearheaded by some
I
other
imagine
people.
why they wouldn't though, because all of this kind of stuff just creates engagement, more engagement for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, of course, let's double check, but I'd be surprised if they said no for
Right. I just
whatever.
don't want to speak for them that they've already committed when they have not.
Okay, perfect.
Lisa, I'll help. I will free my calendar that day to help you.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
We
I
know what
accept.
time that day will,
That's
that event will
my
happen.
next time. What's that?
Do we know what time that event will happen?
9 to 11
Is when we're
is the
thinking the
event.
event.
So I would say 8:15 to 11:45. But I don't think somebody. I'm always happy to be there for the whole time. I think if we had shifts, that would be fine. I could. So what do we just say? 8:45 to 10 would be the first shift. I'm gonna have to leave before 10 just because I gotta get to Upper Arlington, and I think I speak at 10:30. But yeah, if three people want to do an 1 hour and 45 minute shift, one with me in the morning, and then two for the second portion, that would be awesome. So I see Reese, Natalie, you're potentially in.
Yeah.
Okay. And we just need one more person. Rachel Cohen might be willing to. We have a little bit of time for that. We could even be asking for that last person at the next meeting, because that's still 2 weeks before, right? Okay, perfect. That's a great call. I see a couple other things on the agenda. I'm being sensitive about time. It's 7:10. Can I keep going?
It's your meeting.
Okay. Stoico tour on the 14th. I haven't checked the sign up. I know we had nine when I looked a couple days ago, so I bet it's gone up
Okay,
since then.
I think that is scheduled to go out again tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect. Yep. And we do have the beat. All the time is in the reported activities. So I'm super excited about that. I will also, again, it's almost like we need to have a social media conversation before we leave this meeting. I will make sure to take some great pictures. Reese, when you and I met at that event, was that maybe a year ago? Wow. And we took some really good pictures. I'll make sure to take some more, and I can be responsible to come up with the social media content that goes out following that event. And so I'll put that in the folder. I'll follow the process that we talked about
Okay.
with Charlotte. And who else was there? Everybody here of Charlotte, right? Okay. Do we have permission? I hope we do, because I have OSU and everybody else in too, to do textile collection on the 26th of April. I think I mentioned it to the mayor when we met with the mayor of Vernon too.
It shouldn't be an issue. I put it out towards the people that run that event with me
Okay.
today and haven't heard back.
Okay.
Can you remind me how much space it is?
I mean, I need probably three Gaylords worth of space. 26, yeah. And I did talk about it with Ryan Burgess as well, because Goodwill is going to be there too. So he's already kind of interested in collaborating on the concept period.
Okay.
And that day we'll collaborate. too. So we should be like next to each other, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that moves quickly. And so as like a heads up, sorting.
Oh, we can't sort at that moment.
Okay.
No.
So like, are you
I
gonna,
just think we
you
should
want
be nice to
destiny?
each other, and we'll have to have social media about it and say, this is your stuff that you're getting rid of that you think has resale value. This
Okay.
is your, sorry, I didn't mean collaborate like
Okay.
I mean, physically, I think we should be next to each other, but it's really like the message is this is the stuff that like maybe somebody else wants, and this is the stuff you just haven't known what to do with that is a non-rewearable.
Okay. And there's going to be like folks on your end or Sweco's end to work that. Is that correct?
I will make sure that I don't
Okay.
have it lined up yet, but yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Say about the April 5th, Witness Day, 26th bookends. That's the first date of the bill.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, right. Yeah, the farmers markets are starting.
Yeah, the mayor
Right.
had a meeting with them
That's the
today.
first one.
I don't know if I shared this before, but Common Greens has finally said I can be in the farmers market.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Common Greens is
Runs Bexley Equitable
Bexley.
Clintonville.
I don't know.
Yes. We had the I was laughing because that was the exact same conversation that the mayor and I had today. We were listing the farmers markets,
Yeah.
and it was like Bexley, Clintonville, Upper Arlington, and Ohio helped.
It's weird. And they are also doing, I think they're doing one downtown now. Is it Pearl?
No, well, he said Pearl Market at Ohio Hill.
No, I think
And
it's
I
Clinton.
don't know.
I think it's okay.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Anyway, it's cool. I'm just looking at the agenda. Have we missed anything? I feel like we've actually covered a lot of great stuff. I think most importantly, we've covered the event specific discussion or preparation around the next, let's say, at least couple of months. What we didn't get to was the restaurant survey stuff. Do you want to talk a little bit about the information that you have? Do you want the floor for a couple minutes?
Well, I mean, it's just very,
Can everybody hear Matthew?
actually,
Yes.
I probably wait because Beth said that there's like 25 restaurants in Bexley. So I want to go through all those and then I can prepare something. This is just very dramatic. And obviously, I didn't even know about the Bexley coffee shop. It's still listed on Yelp. So I don't.
Yeah. It's interesting. And I think that the owner of Flourish Studio, that concept would be great there, is if you could like train people to be baristas. You know, the founder of Flourish Studio trains people to be to be flower arrangers. I think it'd be so cool, but okay, so you want to wait. This is kind of exciting though. So Matthew has a document where he's started to pull some information from restaurants about what type of communication they have already. So,
Newfangled kitchen. Last year they said they would have compostable containers available. This year they say they have plastic-free packaging. Scotty's Cafe last year said that they had provide reusable tableware. And now they have added compostable containers available.
probably the former would have been better than the latter
Yeah.
from a resource standpoint. That's cool.
I don't know how to pronounce Nohala. Okay. Cajun. Last year they said bring your own container a lot. They do not mention it, this stuff.
Oh.
Harvest Pizza. I think they were like closed last year because of that fire. Wasn't that the one here? No, was that one of
Harvest closing here
okay. Well,
over
I
by.
think it was. Last year they said promote sustainability. This year they added compostable containers available and provides reusable tableware. And then Creole to go. Last year it mentioned sustainable ingredients. This time they don't mention anything.
I'm curious to know the validity of the claims that things are compostable. So, for example,
Yeah, really BVI or just
right, or
yeah.
if they're brown, like somebody today, no, I'm very serious. Somebody today had, no, I'm somebody had, I think that they had a salad from Harvest in a brown box. They put it in the compost. I took it out of the compost because I do not believe it is compostable. So
Was
I'm,
it coded?
yes, and it didn't say it was compostable. And when I've looked it up, that particular brand and model on the internet, it does not say it's compostable. And if you are compostable, then you probably want to promote that. So I'm also curious to know how this differs from the work that Reese and Steve and Joanne did, which actually I'm going to request a copy of. So I don't know if I get that from you, Reese, or from Steve and Joanne over the next few weeks, because I am supposed to be doing some inventory about what's happening with the disposables at the restaurants. And I figure since Steve and Joanne apparently already visited everything last year, there's no need for me to do so again.
Well, I guess I wish Steve and Joanne were here so I could just say this and just kind of get it out there. I just, for what it's worth, I have actually resigned from my role as the youth exchange officer in the Rotary Club for next year because I really want to be able to spend more time doing things to support this committee. But as it stands today, I'm unfortunately tragically underwater and not able to do some of the things that I wish I could do. And I know that Steve and Joanne, who are retired and who are wonderful about donating their time to these, I think they were frustrated that more action or engagement to move that project along had not happened. And I know it's frustrating if you do a lot of stuff and you volunteer your time and you feel like you're the only person. I'm part of why I'm leaving the Rotary Club exchange, exchange officer program. But I just wanted to take a minute. Maybe we could talk a little bit about that. There are so many volunteers, and are so many volunteer hours, and I don't know what the best way is to handle that. I wish that I could swoop in to take that on. I can't at the moment. For probably another 8 weeks, I'm going to be really in a terrible
If I
situation.
might suggest, maybe this is something we talk about when there's a more robust crowd, because that way there is a greater chance that things could be divvied up. Or maybe even like a survey, not even a survey, a sign up ahead of time, being like, come to the next meeting with your three favorite restaurants. Let's see if, or ones that you've already been to in the last, I don't know, 6 weeks, and see what we can compile. That may be a faster way to.
I think also that what Steve and Joanne did is super important. Like they're increasing engagement. I don't know that they, I mean, I think this is what they were talking about. They haven't been effective at getting people to provide data. And so I just think we need to figure out, is there somebody who's willing to, lean in and push that along a little bit? I'd love it if it was high schoolers. I'd love it if we could, to your point, well, when everybody's not off for, President's Day weekend break, it would be really interesting to see if we could get the High School Environmental Club to help with that. I feel like it's a tiny bit of a blood from the stone situation from last month's meeting, and unfortunately, I think we're going to end this meeting without, the couple of us that are here volunteering to take that on. So I think we need to just like reset a tiny bit.
I also think that there is not a whole lot of bandwidth or maybe interest on the restaurant managers or supervisory staff. I've heard from other folks like Sueco, who and maybe some other things who've like tried to engage in this type of thing and haven't gotten great responses. So I don't think it is a situation unique to this group. And maybe we want to reframe what we are hoping to get from them as opposed to what could we get if we were to go eat at the restaurant or get takeout. Reese is shaking his head.
No, I was shifting my head. One thing that I have just done in addition to that is when I do get takeout, I bring the things home and I started taking pictures of the containers. So maybe that is a kind of a workaround just as we go about our lives, and if we are ordering takeout, that is one way to capture some information about what materials and containers restaurants are using. I
If there
think
was
the idea,
perhaps, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say back to the survey. I mean, I think that is a great tool to use. It's very labor intensive to get responses. Restaurant owners are incredibly busy. And I think asking them to take even 5 minutes out of their day to go take a survey is just easily brushed aside. So if there is are the resources to commit people or some sort of help to go around and just do it as a qu in-person questionnaire, I think that's the way to go about getting our results in terms of the survey that's already been created.
Perhaps there's an opportunity for like a Google sheet with the restaurants listed in a column. And every time somebody goes or gets takeout, you write what you got. And then we'll have however many samples. And it'll be something that happens naturally based
And take
on
pictures.
what people, what people get. And then we would even have, like nobody goes to this restaurant. This is one that we want to maybe target.
I think that's really smart.
I have a sheet started with all the restaurants and contact information and addresses. So I'd be happy to share that with you. And if you want to adapt it for that purpose, feel free to do so.
That's
Do you
great
want to
gift.
just share that with us, or do you want to, should I put that in the folder that I've created for Green Bexley and then it can live there and everybody can access it? You don't have to decide right now, but
I'll send you a link to it and you can make a copy of it if you want or move it. That's fine with me.
okay. Yeah. Okay, that's great. This is great, everybody. So, do you have something else, or can we spend the last couple of minutes on social?
We can. I just want to say that the Zoom is going to end in 1 minute and 45 seconds.
Okay, 1 minute and 45 seconds. So we'll just end. When the Zoom ends, we'll just say goodbye, everybody. Thank you for being here. And then we'll just. So I love, by the way, how we're sort of as we're talking through this stuff and we're coming up with thoughts about things that we might want to amplify. I love the idea of getting it onto a list. I don't know if they're. Do we think about during a meeting, should we have a person who's responsible for throwing it onto a list? If I'm sort of leading, I'm probably not as good at like adding it.
I can do
But I
that.
think that with that.
I can do that. I'm already
Okay.
writing.
And I think once we, so I did create the Canva account for Charlotte, and I think I shared it with everybody who would, be impacted by that and have interest. So I think that at the end of these meetings, we then probably want to force rank what we've talked about, look at the rest of the calendar, and then maybe slot in the things that we're interested in moving on. And then I think we kind of have the process put together from what Charlotte, what we talked about a couple weeks ago. I know it's about to end, so cool. Bye. Hey, this was great. Thank you all so much. It was great to see you.
Yeah, good meeting.
Bye, everybody. Stay
Oh, one
warm.
quick housekeeping. Underneath, if you scroll beyond the agenda every month, when you get the link, you'll see the previous month's minutes. And if you keep scrolling, I've combined them so that everything's in one place. You can see
Yeah.
what we've been talking about and then what we plan to talk about.
By the
So.
way, that was.